Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Maaseros, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned by Chosrav Shlomi Zalman of Zugasa Marasit of Chayetz Chalatayim. This should be given for that Sachat Slachan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa Peshafan, Cult of Zela, and Beschos Esther Bas Rachel. She should be Zechir Fan Shrezivik Hagon Bekar of Mamish. Now we have briefly mentioned that one is not allowed to plant something that's Chayiv in Maaser. The Mishnah now tells us Ha'ikar Shalom Mitach Shalai, someone who uproots saplings, young trees from within his own property, Venatel Sach Shalai, and replants them in his own property. Pater, he's Pater from taking off Maaser before he replants them. Nowadays, if you want to plant a fruit tree, you don't take an apple seed, put it in a cup of water on your windowsill, and wait for it to grow. You go to the plant nursery, buy a young tree, and then plant it in your yard. So this fellow skipped the nursery step. He just had a young apple tree in his yard. He uprooted it because he wanted to plant it in a place where it's going to grow better and bigger. He does not have to take off maaser from the fruits that are growing there before he replants it. This is even if he brought it into his chutz or even if he had to bring it into his house. That's because it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha yet. He's still going to be replanting it. The Mishnah continues, Lokach b'machor l'karka. Let's say he bought fruit that was still attached to the ground. We have had this previously. Pater is pater from taking off maaser. That's because mecher is only kaveh for maaser if it's been detached from the ground. But if it's attached to the ground, this is not the classic case of mecher, which is kaveh for maaser. Furthermore, lakat l'shleich l'chaveroi. Let's say he picked something in order to send it to his friend. Pater, so he's pater from taking off maaser. Now, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he says, Im yesh keitz behenim karm b'shuk, if something similar to this that he has right now is being sold in the marketplace, so then hare elu chayavin, this that he has right now is chayav in maaser. That's because it's very similar to that which is being sold in the shuk, and the one being sold in the shuk already has a kfias for maaseris because it's being sold, so he also has to take maaser off of his. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now, moving on to Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Ha'ikar lefes utsunanis mitach shaloi, if he uprooted turnip or radish from his own garden, then and he replanted it in his own garden. However, the reason why he replanted it is lezera, because he wants it for seed. Chayiv, he's chayiv to take maaser off of it before he replants it, because that is their gairin, meaning that is their gemar malacha. If he's replanting these turnips or radishes like in the previous Mishnah, he wanted them to grow bigger and better and tastier, so then he does not have to take maaser off before replanting it. But over here, what he's doing is planting it only for its seed. When turnips and radishes are ready to be eaten, but they're replanted, they become very hard, they become unedible. However, they do produce seeds that now he can plant new turnips and radishes with. So we see that this type of planting is considered its gemar malacha. It's now moving on to a different stage. It's going to be used for planting and not for eating, so therefore he'd be chayv to take off maaser. Now the Mishnah tells us something similar. Betzalim, onions. It doesn't have to be onions, but that's the example the Mishnah is using. Mishay shrishu ba'aliyah, if they took root in the attic, taru melatame, now they're tar from becoming tame. So this is talking about onions that were being stored in the attic, and his attic was covered with a layer of dirt, and they were up there for so long, they actually took root in this dirt. So the Mishnah is telling us that it's not considered like they were planted for maaser purposes. They are considered connected to the ground, so now they cannot become tame. That's a lashon of taru milatame. They are now tahar, they cannot become tame. But for maaser purposes, they're not considered like they were replanted, and if new onions grow from them, those new onions are not chayv in maaser. However, nafaleh mapilas. If these onions were like this, and then a mapilas happened, the house collapsed on them, v'hem begulim, and the leaves of the onions are revealed, harei looking into ambasade, it's like they're planted in a field. Now it's like they're planted in all understandings of the word, not only for tum and tara purposes, but also for maaser purposes. So if a new onion grows from here, it'd be chayv in maaser, and for Shabbos as well, if he uproots it, so then he'd be chayv for uprooting something on Shabbos. And the reason why this is different is because when it's in the attic, that's not like a normal way of it being planted. But now that it had the house collapse on it, it's much more similar to being planted in a field. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah, Gimel, and Dalet. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.